came from the intercessors and pastors this morning, I want you to know it's true. Every word. This is our season. This is our time. The breakthrough's coming. And it just goes along with the word that the Lord gave me this morning. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. His mercy is upon us. It's over us. It's over our children. My goodness, he's so good. And Pastor Alex is so right about the prayer anointing, I guess. Because, you know, prayer for me is just something you do all the time. One of my favorite places to pray is in my car. I love praying in my car. I'm going to work or if I'm driving a long distance, man, that is my prayer closet. And I really enjoy my time with the Lord there. I enjoy my time on my breaks at work. You know, it's just an unction. It just comes over you. There's an anointing to pray. It's an anointing to enter his presence. And I want you to know we all have that. The word says all men should pray. That means mankind, all of us. It's not for a special group. It's not for Pastor Alex and his anointing, which, you know, I just love. It's for all of us. We can all pray. We can all move into that realm of glory with the Lord. And we can always sense when he's coming into the room. Did you feel that presence this morning when he came into the room? I love that. You're minding your own business, you know, and Holy Spirit just comes and he changes atmosphere and he brings this glory with him. Because when Holy Spirit comes into your life, he's not coming with stingy. He's not coming with a bit. He's not coming with a part. He's coming with all of heaven. All of heaven is here this morning. All of heaven. He's coming with his anointing. He's coming with his power. He's coming with his glory. And that is why sometimes it's hard to stop praying. When you pray for 20 minutes, you think I've just begun. And you prayed for an hour and I think I can go more. There's more. There's always more. We can never reach that end of where God is, for he has no end. If we decree him as limitless, then we have to pray as if he is limitless. Holy Spirit corrected me and said, you know, you're praying for this person, but you think I can only do this or I can only do that. Stop putting limits on me. My title of my message today, I'm going to call it An Appointed Time, for this is our appointed time. If you have been waiting for something, if you have been praying for something, if you have been decreeing and declaring, Lord, that job, that position, that person that I want to come into the kingdom, Lord, that place you want me to go, Lord, my passport that you want me to get because it's a traveling time, whatever it is on your heart, whatever it is that you've been seeking the Lord for, there is an appointed time for all things to happen. We have not missed out on what the Lord has for us. We have not missed out on it. He has an appointed time to release the blessing. He's not holding anything back. He's not withholding anything back. But there is an appointed time for all things. For all things. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. It's a short chapter. Well, not really. And a short message. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, it says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. There's a time. You know that someone is seeking breakthrough. Someone right now is seeking healing, healing in their body. And the Lord is saying that you have laid hands upon that place in your body. And you have asked me, Lord, where is my healing? When is it going to come? What's it going to be like? God, I need that healing. The Lord says, I have your appointed time. And you will feel my glory surge through your body. The Lord says, those who are requiring healing, the Lord says, I have not forgotten you. And I hear and see the Lord saying, someone's son is far away in the distance and you're crying out, God, I want my son to come home. The Lord says, I have an appointed time. I did not forget your prayer. I did not forget what you asked. But there is an appointed time for every activity in heaven. You know, Pastor Patty, when we're in prayer, and she's a prayer warrior, trust me, even though, you know, she never says a word, trust me. The woman can pray. Glory to God, she can pray. And then since January, we've been looking at the prophetic word spoken over this church in this realm, in this city. And you know why she goes over them all the time and we pray them through is because she believes what the Lord has said. Some of us really don't believe what the Lord has said. It looks too great. It looks too big. And you think, I'm just a little person. How is that going to happen? But the Lord says, don't be afraid. Just believe. If we would just believe. There is an appointed time when we will see the promise. There is an appointed time where you will be rejoicing with your brothers and sisters. There is an appointed time for those who are seeking healing, for the prodigals to come home. There's an appointed time for the position in God that we've been waiting for. There is an appointed time for our breakthrough. And if the Lord says 2025 is the year of breakthrough, then I want you to know it's time to get ready. Just like my sister's testimony this morning, she needed a job. And she put her faith out there and said, God, I'm calling on you because I can't do it myself. I can't do it myself. And that's why I pray, is because there's so many needs in the kingdom. There's so many people that need help and so many people that need prayer. But I can't solve all their problems. But I believe there's someone that can. I can't fix your financial situation, but there's someone that can. I can't repair your marriage, but there's someone that can. And that's why we pray, because we believe. The circumstances don't matter when I see it with my own eyes, for I'm seeing it through the eyes of heaven. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And because we believe all things work together, we find the time to pray. We find the time to seek His face. We find the time. There is an appointed time. And many years of my life when I was saved, I got saved as a teenager, never lived it. But I went to church. I thought that was enough. I go to church every Sunday. And that's enough, because I was living like the world on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I go to church every Sunday. I didn't always have that anointing or that unction or that desire to know the Lord more. He works on us. He works through us. We make our mistakes. He knows. He is not here to condemn. He's not here to put us under His feet. He knows we are dust and we are going to make some mistakes. I have a lot to say. I know Holy Spirit will just kind of reel me in. But when things don't add up, when it seems as if everyone else is receiving their blessing and not me. When the situation that I've depended on has fallen away. It's like a rug pulled out from under my feet. That is not the time to say God has left me. For you see, there was a man called Joseph. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. And all he did was share a dream with his brothers. All he did was share a dream. Mind you, he did boast about it. He was very boastful. You know, you're going to come and bow down before me. My brothers don't want to hear that from me, trust me. I've got two of them. I know they love me. But if I go to one of my brothers and I say, one of these days, all your houses and all your land that you own is going to be mine. I've got to tell you, my brothers will not accept that. Who do you think you are? I'm dad's favorite. I'm mom's favorite. You can't say that to me. I am going to receive some backlash. So I want you to be careful of what you're saying to your brothers and your sisters. Okay? Not everybody's excited about your vision for your life. Not everybody's going to be excited that you won $1 million yesterday. Not everybody's your friend. There's an appointed time for when the Lord is going to come into your room. That appointed time where he's going to come into your sphere of influence and he's going to shake some things up before he changes some things for you. He'll shake some things up before he makes the changes. But Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light and momentary troubles. He calls it light and just momentary troubles. When I think the world has crashed at my feet, Paul looks at it and says, you know, those are just some light and momentary troubles. When Pastor Patty in the summer was appealing to everyone to help repair the wall, to her, that is a big deal. But to the scripture, it's a light and momentary trouble. In the appointed time, that wall would be repaired. In the appointed time, your bills are going to be paid. In the appointed time, the car you've been praying for, you will have it. In the appointed time, that husband or wife you want to come home will come home. But your appointed time may be a few years rather than a few months. And if it's only, if it's been months that you've been praying for something and you're ready to give up, I want you to know, for your light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs all our troubles. The glory of the Lord in us far outweighs all our troubles. The glory of the Lord that's in us far outweighs our troubles. Do you hear that? The glory that the Lord has for you, the glory of the Lord far outweighs what you're going through in March 2025. For you see, it's just a chapter in your book that you're reading, but you haven't seen the whole book. And you haven't read all the chapters. You haven't seen all the pages. So you can't stay here in the place where it looks hard, where times are tough, and you don't have food on the table or clothes on your back, and you're wondering, where's God? Don't stay there. There is an appointed time for your blessing. There's an appointed time when God's going to shake some things up on your behalf. I've seen my appointed times. And you know what I should say? They were appointed times. For many times, the Lord's going to walk in and bring a freedom and set us free and bring a breakthrough and bring a hope restored that we didn't have before. There is an appointed time for every activity under heaven. There is an appointed time. Now, for us to reach that place, wherever it is and however long it is, we must have faith. We must walk by faith. We must stand in faith. We must hope in faith. Faith, faith, faith. As Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for. Do you have a confidence that your child is coming home? Do you have a confidence that your child is going to finish their education? Do you have a confidence that if your child is a drug addict, he's going to be set free? Well, you see, faith, our faith is what holds us to the plow. It holds our hands to that place of prayer, for we believe greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Greater is he. Greater is he. And I'm going to continue to pray. And I'm going to continue to be steadfast. I'm going to continue. Let me tell you, people of God, it's not easy. Just because you see Pastor Patty or Pastor Alex here at the front, you don't know what they go through every day. You don't know what the enemy is throwing at them, the missiles that is coming at them. And we have to pray for them and cover them in the spirit. We have to continue to love and bless them, because you may not know what is going on behind the scenes. But we come with an expectation that we're going to receive what we need. But there's a time when we have to turn around and strengthen our brothers and sisters. That includes our pastors. That includes those who are in ministry. They are not super people, because I used to think that. Pastors would go up to the front and give this great testimony about how God helped them with their finances or brought great breakthrough. And I would think, and I know you guys don't think this way, but I always thought that they're only the special people in God received answers to their prayer. I was young in the Lord, and I always thought, it's only for the ministers. It's only for the leaders. God only blesses them so we could all think that he's going to be good to us too. But he doesn't bless me. Nobody else thinks that. Nobody else thinks like that, you see. But we're so wrong. We're so wrong in how we see our God. Because all of us are his favorites. And all of us have an appointed time where we would have that breakthrough. I commend the families in this church. I commend you for coming out and being a part. Even though you're going through something, that shows great faith. It shows great, great strength that you're here to help your pastors. You're here to continue to pray for your brothers and sisters. It means you're growing in the Lord, and your circumstances are not overwhelming you anymore. Because when they were overwhelming me, I thought, gee, Pastor Patty's getting all the blessings that God has. What about me? Pastor Alex is getting all the blessings. What about me? But as we grow in the Lord, we begin to see, wait a minute, he loves me too. Faith. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. And it's the assurance about what we do not see yet. Yet. You don't see it yet, but it will come. You know, when everybody was receiving their, I call it that Doug Ford check. Did everybody get one of those? What, you're not going to put your hand up? It's not nothing to be ashamed of, I don't think. But everybody was telling me, I got my $200. And I would go to the mailbox and I'd say, there's no $200 here. Where's this $200? I'd go back to work. People would say, well, I got my $200. What? How come everybody's receiving this $200? Where's mine? If he's giving money away, I should get some, don't you think? I was getting upset. It's $200, but it's $200 that I didn't have yesterday. Where's my $200? I had to hold on by faith that Doug Ford remembers my name. I'm a taxpayer too. Hello? Did you hold on by faith and prayer, thinking, God, you've got to know me. I know I live at 424, you know, Cambridge Road here, but still, please remember the address. We see, when I'm giving you the word, I like to make you laugh. It's important for us to continue to hold on in faith. Because what I did, Pastor Alex, I decided to spite Doug Ford. And I thought, well, I'm not going to the mailbox anymore. Have you ever thought of cutting off your nose to spite your face? I'm not going to the mailbox anymore because he's forgotten me. And I remember one day, people of God, I went to that mailbox and I opened it up and it was packed with things, every flyer under the sun. So I scooped it all up and it filled the bag because I had decided I'm not going to that mailbox anymore because Doug Ford's forgotten about me. And let me tell you, some people think that way about God. I'm not going to church anymore. He hasn't answered my prayers. Do you think I'm kidding? I may make you laugh, but I tell you the truth. Where's my Doug Ford check? Where's my answer to prayer? Where's that man that God, the Lord promised me? Where's my husband? Where's my wife? Where's my this? Where's my that? God's forgotten about me, so I'm not going to church. Even though the word says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for. I have a faith that is stronger than what I see. And that faith grows every time I spend time with the Lord because I get to see his character. When you get to know the Lord's character, you know he's not going to fail you because he's not a man that he should lie. And so when the Lord just cracked that cold-heartedness about Doug Ford and me, and I took home the bag of flyers and I began to sort because I didn't expect any Doug Ford check. I thought I was forgotten. He forgot me. Sort, sort, sort. And then I see something from Ontario. And all of a sudden, God was real again. You know? Doug Ford was real again. That's how we are. It's true. This is how we are. But God wants us to reach a place of maturity where it doesn't matter if we receive the check. The fact is, just to look upon his face, just to see that face, that radiant face looking back at me with such love. It's got to be worth more than anything I'm waiting for here on the earth. That check in the mail, that car in my driveway, everything that God is and God has is far outweighs it all. There's nothing that I want on this earth that compares to how good God is, to how special, how amazing his splendor, his glory, his might, his power, his goodness. Please. Doug Ford, you got nothing on God. You got nothing. And Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith. What is it? What is it? You finish that. Without faith. What? Do we please God when we walk away and say, you've forgotten me and my kids are running around? Do we please God? For you see, when God says, I have an appointed time for your blessing, it's written in stone. You can take that to the bank because when you begin to follow him, you begin to learn about his character. And he doesn't change. He puts his word above his name. That means when he speaks, he intends to do it. If he says, I'm going to heal you, just take it to the bank. It's going to happen. If he says, I've got a home for you, I'm preparing a place for you, it's going to happen. God is not a man that he should lie. If he says it, he's going to do it. If he says it, he's going to do it. And that's where our faith lies, is in the character of God. His character is one who doesn't fail. He endures much about his children. He endures much. He's the greatest intercessor of all time. He's constantly standing in the gap for you and me. If he says you're going to get the car, you're going to get the car. But there is an appointed time. You hold on to his character, not the car. Your eyes need to look upon his glory, not on the thing you're waiting for, not the Doug Ford check. Because then you take your eyes off God and you begin to look at the circumstances and we forget his character and his great love. You can sit beside him and have a conversation, and whatever he says is real. It is real. It is true. It is going to happen. It's going to come to pass. I want you to hold on to what the Lord has said to you about an appointed time, about something that you've been waiting for, something you're expecting to happen in 2025. Pastor Patty's filled with expectation. That's why I love to pray with her. She's filled with expectation. It's like she's pregnant with the prophetic words that the Lord has spoken over you. She's pregnant with it because she believes it. Our circumstances does not change what she believes. Our circumstances should not change what we believe. I am looking for the glory of God to shine in our lives. I'm not looking for the car or the gifts or the pen or whatever it is he promised. I want to see him, because when he says your appointed time is at hand, for you see, the season has changed. We're out of winter. The Lord says winter has passed. That's what the Lord said to me in prayer last Thursday night when we were here. I encourage you to come out to Gap. If you want to learn more about the Lord and be closer to the Lord, that's a good time. Gap prayer at 7 o'clock right here. He said winter has passed. And I'm taking you into a new season. A new season. Isn't that what Pastor Alex says this morning? You totally confirmed that. In this new season, there is breakthrough. In this new season, there is hope restored. In this new season, your faith is going to be stronger than the way it was in the past. Because the Lord is working on us on the inside to increase our faith. When we know his character, our faith increases because he cannot lie. I also encourage you to come on out to our 25th anniversary this year, October 25th, October 24th at Michelangelo's. That's going to be a great time because it's our 25th anniversary at Eagle Worldwide. I didn't realize I'd been here this long. I've been here over 20 years. I remember I came, Pastor Patty was a little girl. And she plays the guitar. I remember I walked in. This is how good God is. Let me tell you this testimony, and I promise I'll close. I know I talk. It's just a testimony. Praise the Lord. This is a good testimony. Because many years ago, I was in the prophetic world. I had learned in the prophetic, walked in the prophetic, and then something horrible happened, and our church ended, and Vicky was there to see the whole thing. And I didn't want to go to church after that. Why? Because I didn't receive my Doug Ford check. So I decided I'm not going to church. I need to heal. That's what people do. When we get hurt in church, we decide, well, church is nowhere to be. I'm going somewhere for a few years. I'm going to Tibet. I'm going to Australia. I'm going to Africa. But I'm not going to church. I was hurt in church because my pastor left. It wasn't anything big. It's just she left. How could you leave me? I took that personal. And I didn't go to church. And I remember one of our sisters from that church called me on the phone, and she said, Emery, there's this place called the Revival Center. It's downtown Hamilton. Do you remember that old building on Emerald? She said, you're very prophetic, and that's where you're supposed to go. And I said, I'm not going to church. Are you kidding me? I didn't get my Doug Ford check. I'm not going. So she called me again the following Sunday. Anne-Marie, you've got to go to this church. That's where you're supposed to be. Do you see how God sends people into your life? Have you received someone lately? Come into your life and said, forget the Doug Ford check. Go to church. She called me. She goes, you're supposed to be with them. You're prophetic. That's where you're supposed to be. And the Lord began to break down that hard-heartedness, you know, because it happens to us when we've been hurt. And I said, okay, I'll go, which meant I'm not going. And the Lord began to break it down a little bit more. And she said, they're on Emerald Street. You've got to go. So one Sunday, I jumped in my car, and I drove down this place called downtown. I could not find Emerald Street to save my life. And plus, I didn't get my Doug Ford check, so I turned around and went home. I said, well, it's not going to happen. That must have been some kind of crazy girl calling me to tell me this. Well, the Lord didn't stop. You know what the Lord did? He gave me a dream. I'm minding my own business. And I had a dream that I was in this church. And at the stage at the bottom of this church was this man wearing a salmon-colored shirt. And he was preaching. And I thought, great, nice dream. Have a nice day. See you later, God. I'm not going to church. I get the call again. And she said, Anne-Marie, are you coming to church Sunday? So I had the dream. I had the woman. This is a prophet of God going to David to say a couple things. You either listen, because I'm telling you, when God brings you a revelation, you have a choice. I'm not going, or I'm going to listen to God. And I remembered that I was a child of God. It didn't matter which church I was in, which building I was in. God had spoken, and he's a man that he's not a man that he should lie. So I found my way to Emerald Street. Parking was crazy. I parked somewhere, and I walked into the Revival Center. And at the bottom, and I was late. At the bottom of the stage, I'm looking down. There's that man preaching in a salmon-colored shirt. And it was Dr. Russ. Didn't know who he was. I just went and sat in that seat. And I knew that I was home. He brought me home. Wherever you're at in God, if you're angry at someone in church, if you didn't receive your Doug Ford check, if you didn't walk down the right street and you failed at something, I want you to know that God will find you. There is nowhere you are on this planet that God won't find you. And not only will he find you, but he's going to come hold your hand, and he's going to bring you home. I want you to think about that for your brothers and your sisters who aren't serving God. I want you to think about that for your sons or daughters who have gone away from God. It doesn't matter where they are right this minute. God will find them. And he will hold their hand. And he will bring them home. You have an assurance in God that in your appointed time, you will be rejoicing. For the Lord is good. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And he will do for you what he has done for me. Let's stand. God is good. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your people. Ha 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 shela bahaya. The Lord says that we represent the people who are coming in. For many walks of life, the Lord says this is like 1/10 of the crowds that will be in this place. I see them with turbans on their heads. I see them wrapped up with all kinds of fabric around their body. But the Lord says they're coming in. You represent them. You're calling for them. When you pray, when you're in your marketplace, when you're at the job, or when you're at Tim Hortons, the Lord says you stand in the gap for the worst ones that you think are unlovely, for the ones you think can never know love. The Lord says you stand in the gap, for I am God, and I did not send my son to condemn the world, and neither did I send you to condemn the world. If he did not send his son to condemn, he did not send you and me to condemn. And that has to be broken in us so that we learn to love despite how it looks. We learn to love despite what they say. We learn to love despite what they wear. For the Lord is calling them home, and we represent them. We represent them in prayer. We stand in the gap for them. We're holding their seats. There's a seat for them here. And the Lord is calling them home. There's an appointed time where this place will be full to overflowing. There's an appointed time where we're going to have to use the room in the back. There is an appointed time. So if we stay in our place and pray, if we stand in the gap and pray, we will see them come. For the Lord says, in my appointed time, the glory of the Lord will pour out of over this city. And they will come. Make a place for your brothers and sisters. For I'm sending them in to this place, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your children. We thank you, Lord, that you're encouraging us that you have an appointed time. You have an appointed place. You have an appointed hour. So we're to continue to press in to God so that we will see our breakthrough. There's an appointed time. There's an appointed day. And there's a circle on the calendar. There's an appointed time where they will hear my word and they will walk in this place. For I am making a way. I am making a way. I am making a way. There's an appointed time. There's an appointed place. There's an appointed hour. And many will see my face. Many will know my name. And they will desire more of me. Won't you press in for them? Won't you stand in the gap for them? Won't you pray for them? For their appointed time is at hand, says the Lord. Their appointed time is at hand. Prepare the way. Prepare your heart. Prepare the way, says the Lord, and press into me. Won't you press into me? Won't you hold their place for them? For they are coming in. There's an appointed place, says the Lord. There's an appointed time, says the Lord, and they are coming in. They're coming in from the north and the south. They're coming in from the east and the west. Won't you press in for them? Won't you press in for them? For I am calling them home. I'm calling the prodigals home. I'm calling the fugitives home. I am taking their hand and I am leading them home. For this is the appointed time. And this is the appointed place. And this is the appointed hour, says the Lord. This is the appointed time. This is the appointed place. And this is the appointed hour. Won't you press into me? Won't you press into me? For I am calling you to a deeper place in me. I'm calling you to go deeper. I'm calling you to go higher. I'm calling you to this deeper place in me. There's an appointed time. There's an appointed place and an appointed hour. Won't you press in? Won't you press in, says the Lord? Won't you seek my face? Won't you seek my presence? Won't you seek my face? For this is the appointed time, and this is the appointed place, and this is the appointed hour. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah to the Lamb. Sing with me, hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, just press in. Press in for the lost. Press in for the broken. Press in for the wounded. It's the appointed time. And it's the appointed place. And it's the appointed hour, says the Lord. Oh Lord, we press in. We press in. We press in for our mothers and our fathers, our grandparents. We're pressing in for our children. We thank you for your mercy over our children. We thank you for your mercy over our prodigals. We thank you for your mercy and your great grace over us today, O Lord. Take us in, O God, won't you take us in? Take us into a deeper place in you. For this is the appointed time. This is the appointed hour. And this is the appointed place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, all of those who joined us online this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your courage and your boldness. We thank you, Lord. This is our appointed time for great breakthrough. And we just want to say thank you for joining in and being a part of what the Lord is doing in this hour. God bless you this week. May he bless you in your comings and in your going. May he bless you as you rise up and even as you sit down. For there is more, so much more. God bless you.